This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to here on the show. He hasn't played all preseason, but in less than 10 minutes, what did he do when he played in his first games? We're going to tell you about that, but first, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the Colts are naming Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback. He signed a one-year, $14 million deal. Now, when he left the Giants, we said he was going to get another shot. But the Colts brought him in, and they said they were going to have a competition. Did this feel like a competition to you?
Well, I mean, just from what I said this to you, the show yesterday, I got a couple of guys that sit behind us that are big Colts fans. We go to the Indy 500 almost every year. So, hey, what do you hear? What do you know? And they listen to the talk radio up in Indy, read the Star. And the story was that they're kind of doing some of the tough love in their own way. You're seeing Caleb Williams get in with the Bears. And he's not responding. You know, and, you know, first off, when you don't pick up a very rudimentary play, you don't see the linebacker, and you bust a pinky, that puts you, I mean, we talked about just Jalen Walker, fair or unfair, when you get injured, you're not getting the reps. You're behind the eight ball. So that didn't help the competition. And Daniel Jones, look, he had one good year with the Giants, and the rest was a middling mess, best way to describe it. But that just kind of goes maybe to the way they describe it, my buddies, they think he's still immature. They think, I mean, this should have been the wake-up call when you got Daniel Jones in, or maybe he didn't take.
No doubt. So that is news because a lot of teams are just saying, hey, here's our guy, here's our starter, and the Colts made that decision today. Speaking of the Giants, though, Andrew Thomas has passed his physical, and the team has activated him off the PUP list. He will now return to practice, speaking of dogs. And Trey Hendrickson, Mike and I were talking about this, standing firm in a contract dispute. Look, it takes a lot of courage, Mike, not to cave in these situations because your teammates, you're seeing them every day. This is a hold in. He's there, so they don't find him every day. But, like, you're watching all this around you, and now we're about to start getting ready for the real deal. Like, the preseason is fine. Camps is camp. But, Mike, now you're about to start getting ready, and it's hard for a guy like Trey Henderson to be sitting there knowing you led the league in sacks last year and, like, you guys don't want to make a deal. He remains steadfast, and the sticking point remains the guaranteed money.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, you've got a guy, it's that sort of – remember the movie Logan's Run? The population was controlled. You hit 30, you're done.
Yep.
It's basically the NFL version. I get it. It's hard for some. There's a lot of general managers maybe wouldn't do the deal, but you're not in a position to be making a run for the Super Bowl. You got three of the best offensive pieces in the league, and yet your defense is in a shambles without this guy. I mean, teams, let's be honest, Carl, with their schedule, and it's a beast. We just talked about it. Shamar Stewart is still a rookie. You know, you got to have Hendrickson out there. So you got to find a way to massage the numbers, you know, and if you got to restructure Burrow, like kind of like the kicking the can thing, but don't you feel it's worth it? You've already gone to a Super Bowl. Right, you didn't get the job done. You came close, but this is the window. You've got so many resources, and I'd never would have signed both wide receivers. That gets back to the same thing the Dolphins did with Waddle and Tariq Hill.
Yeah,
I think it's a flawed approach.
I do too. Chase, and then let T. Higgins play out, franchise tag, whatever, and then you keep it moving. I feel the same way, but that's where they are. No new movement there. No new movement, Mike, with the Micah Parsons situation either. And buddy Adam Schefter saying now that he feels like this is headed for divorce. Everybody just felt like Jerry was, you know, grandstanding and Mike, oh, he'll pay him. He pays everybody. He's going to pay everybody. So now we feel like this thing is headed, like the Micah Parsons is going to be traded? Is that what you're telling me? That the Cowboys are ultimately going to trade him? That is what at least Adam Schefter's saying. He feels like this thing is headed towards a divorce, which means somebody has told him that Jerry is not budging.
Again, this everything I just take, rewind, rewind on the Odyssey app. The same thing I just said about Mike Brown applies to Jerry Jones. Just what are you doing? This is it. You're not getting any younger. You've accumulated a bunch of talent. You know, you're going to have to just eat it on the cap. Some of these teams are going to be in the same hell that we are. Then that's the debate. Is it worth being in that situation when you got enough pieces to go make a run? Because how many years now, you blew it against the Packers, you should have fired McCarthy, you bring an uncompelling coach hire in there. You still got, at the core, a pretty darn good football team. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't either. Cowboys, I don't think, get to a Super Bowl, but I don't think they get to a Super Bowl without Micah Parsons either.
No.
That's the other part of this. You just don't take a guy like that out of the equation and feel like you're going to get better. 404-726-0929. Fourth and One's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com as we talk about all things NFL and going around a variety of camps. Did you see what the Dolphins did today?
Named Tua Tagovailoa their starting quarterback. Was that ever in doubt?
I didn't know it was. They also signed Matthew Judon to a one-year deal.
Good luck.
Why?
What? Maybe just not feeling they're getting enough juice from what they got and they're in the rotation on edge.
He didn't do anything for us last year.
Well, five sacks is five sacks, but we were – see, this, you and I joked around about it. Remember, we were too close to it. We had such high hopes for this guy bringing some edge. He was such a badass with the Ravens. And, you know, especially with him being ticked off about the Patriots. Remember when he came here and said, these guys don't owe me nothing. Oh, I loved it. Okay.
That's right.
He's going to play. It's going to be a contract year for Judon. Even if he doesn't stay, he's going to ball out. Maybe it was a combination of Jimmy Lake not using him. He should.
Sure.
He did have a pass breakup in coverage against the Bucs. It helped to save that game. But he was so conspicuous with those orange sleeves, you could always see when he wasn't getting the push.
Yeah, I just felt like once the season got going, despite the limited numbers, I just felt like he wasn't contributing the way that we thought. More importantly, they needed him to. And, Mike, again, the good news is they didn't hang on to that. They didn't say, well, he'll be better next year with an aging guy. But the Dolphins signed him 1 year, $6 million. So Judon gets another shot down there. And also, as we're going around the league, you know, last night you were talking about Joe Burrow. He looked pretty good, by the way. And
right.
He's played a lot of preseason.
Yeah, and as we said, I mean, I love a fighting spirit, but this is a meaningless game. Just take the sack. Do the Brady thing. Oops, I'm down.
Yep.
The guy's, I'm down.
I'm done.
I'm okay. You know, he just kept running. He's had to do it like, have you ever seen the old videos, guys, of Archie Manning with the Saints back in the 70s? That's like an Archie Manning flip because Archie would get out of it.
He would.
But, yeah, that was like you kept going backwards. And it was like, man, what are you doing? Just take the sack.
Yeah.
There was one play where he got hit. I mean, there were some plays where there was some contact.
Well, for all those quarterbacks who say, hey, I want to feel like what it feels like to get hit again, okay, there you go.
But not getting smushed face first.
I don't want to see that.
Right.
Jaden Daniels looked good, too, by the way. Jaden Daniels looked good.
Didn't have to throw a pass. I mean, again, tell him, hey, man, these games don't mean – no, never mind. Bing, bong, bing. He's pinballing into the end zone.
He's so elusive, man. When he gets out of the pocket – by the way, we got the Commanders, guys. You know that, right? We got the Commanders the last week of September.
You see Debo on the sweep? Surprised? A sweep is a sweep. A little surprise they showed that there. But.
Oh, I know. Just giving you a little flavor. That was the game last night. We've got more preseason coming up, obviously, this weekend. And it's the last preseason game. And then we get to cuts. And we said this. Once that happens and these rosters kind of fill out, we'll see what the Falcons do. You've been talking about this all year, and I do want to bring this up as we're talking about you know, what's going on around the league. Anderson's gone, right? Anderson's gone.
Which Anderson?
Troy Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen him. I've never seen him with pads on. I saw him in civvies. I saw him somewhere in shorts and a T-shirt. But I haven't seen Troy Anderson do anything other than, you know, sort of individual workouts, Carl, off to the side. So, and they had him, you know, he wasn't even listed on the depth chart.
No.
The preseason games.
It's a guy, again, high hopes for, high expectations. We were going to say, all right, let's let him get past this injury. Mm. Mike, he never. We've now been in camp for what, 4 weeks?
Was unable to go during the mini camp.
Yeah,
and just don't know where this is going. Look, great, good guy. It's never personal, you guys, man. It is what it is, you know. Because there was a story back in July about Anderson ready to bounce back for year four. Well, And this is a contract year for him. Remember, he's a second rounder. There's none of that fifth-year option stuff. So this is a guy that could be, unfortunately, just the latest in our second-round misfires, which go all the way back to Thomas Dimitroff.
All right. That's a guy I got asked about. Man, I heard y'all talk about him a few weeks ago. What's the deal? There is no deal. There's no new news to report for Troy Andersen.
You got Diablo. They move in Malone into the middle linebacker position. He seems to be having some traction there.
Yeah. You know who else they're going to play there, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jalen Walker.
Yeah. I mean, eventually.
They are. They're going to have to.
Because you can put him. That's where Ulbrich's thing is, you know, imagination, flexibility, you know, and playing to the strength. So they're going to use him all over the place. Right now, technically, he is still on the PUP list. That's the physically unable to perform list.
Yeah. And by the way, this is what I brought up, you know, the Giants situation. Like Andrew Thomas, there are guys now that are coming off the PUP list because, Mike, you're about to start getting ready for week one.
If you're not off the PUP list before the season starts and you miss mandatory 4 weeks.
Yep. And that's the deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.